Today on Castle Country Focus, I am visiting with Jason Olson, who's a USU Eastern Associate Professor. He's been with USU for about 9 years. Some time ago, we talked about him writing his own book. In this case, it was a book of his poetry, and we discussed all about the writing process and what goes into it. Today, we want to talk about how we turn that thing on your computer to something in your hand. Thank you, Jason, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's the beginning place to begin in taking that book and getting it printed so people can read it?
I wish there was an easy answer to this question. There's a lot of different paths that one can take for this. Now, I want to talk about some of the paths that are going to be possibly the most successful. Now, the first thing that needs to be thought of whenever you are about to try to send something into the world to get it published, just to make sure you've got it as polished and as clean as you can. As somebody who was involved in editing for a long time, one of the first things that I'll do as an editor is see if a text that has been submitted, whether it's a story or a novel, is giving me a reason to say no. Because an editor is going to have so many things that will be on his or her desk. So one of the first things they'll do is look for a reason to say no. So you want to make sure you've got it as clear of typos, as clear and direct as it can be. Now, that's not to say that there aren't going to be changes that will be suggested, because there will be. But one of the first things that you're going to need to do is make sure you've got that text polished. So let's say we've reached the point that we've got a novel or a collection of essays or maybe a biography or something like that. And I've got it ready to go. I've got it polished. I've spent a lot of time. Now I want to find a place for it in the world. Now, as I said, there's a lot of different directions to take this. And I think one of the ways that is most effective is to find an agent. See if you can get a hold of an agent who will champion your book and find a place for it out in the world. Fortunately, in our current day, there's a lot of ways of getting a hold of potential agents. In fact, I'm going to recommend a website now for everybody that I think is a really good one as a resource. This was recommended to me by a fiction writing friend of mine many years ago. And it's called Agents Query, all one word, agentquery.com. So on Agent Query, it gives you many, many resources that will help you connect with an agent. In fact, one of the best things about this site is I can type in a genre that I'm working in. Let's say I'm working on a science fiction novel. I can click on science fiction. It will give me a list of agents across the country, though they're mostly focused on the coast in either New York or California. It will give me a list of agents that I could possibly talk to about wanting to work on my book with me. And it gives me contact information for them. Yes, go ahead.
What does an agent do?
Well, what an agent is going to do is at the first stage, you will send the work to the agent if the agent decides that it wants to look at it. And that's something we can talk about in a minute. But the agent will take a look at the work and help you try to figure out a way to get it to a place where it's going to be most likely accepted by a publisher. And then the agent will work with publishing houses to help get your book placed somewhere. Now, most publishing houses are not going to work with a writer who doesn't have an agent. Some will, but a lot of them won't.
Now, how do I know that the agent, maybe, as it were?
Well, it's a good question. And that's why I like Agent Query about very reputable agencies, like I said, mostly in New York or California. And I can do some research and look them up. So I can find an agent. I could look up information about that person and see what books maybe they've been involved with. One thing that I had a writer friend recommend to me once is to take a book that you really like and look at the acknowledgments. Very often, a writer will thank his or her agent. So if you can find a book that maybe you really admire, maybe it's something that has influenced you, something that maybe has some things in common with your work, you might find some agents that way. Generally speaking, the people that you'll find on that website are going to be pretty reputable. And you can go on to agency websites and find agents that will be pretty reputable as well.
Now, we want to pause and remind our listeners we're talking with Jason Olson, USU Associate Professor, but we're talking about the mechanics of getting your book published. Okay, so if you find an agent, then what happens, Jason?
Well, then what you need to do, so let's say I'm writing this hypothetical science fiction novel, and I go on to Agent Query, and I find maybe 20 agents that seem to be open to science fiction. Now I'm going to have to write them a letter to pitch my book, as it were. Agents deal with so many writers, as publishers do. They deal with so many writers, so many different books. They don't have the time or the resources to read every single thing. So the first thing you're going to have to do is write a letter to explain why they should look at your book. And so you want to make sure you're explaining who you are and what the book is, to have a pitch. That site that I mentioned earlier, agentquery.com, has a site, has a section filled with sample letters and even some pitches for books that, you know, you may have read, to kind of give it an example of how you try to catch that agent's eye with the work that you're doing. It's important to have something that is interesting, that's engaging, that makes that agent think, this seems like something that I want to look at. So you have to write that letter, and then you send the letter out. It's a good guideline that when you're sending letters to agents, that you don't send it to maybe more than 5 or 10 at a time. Even if you have potentially 30 of them that are out there, probably best to start in smaller bunches, just in case maybe there's something that you realize isn't working as well with your letter, if you spot a typo later, or if you maybe realize a better way of describing your book. It's nice to do them in these small batches to kind of to increase your possible chances.
The agent then goes to a publisher, which I suppose they would have several to choose from. How
sure.
long does it take between when you contact the agent and come to terms? Does it cost anything to get an agent?
Well, it will cost you something once the book is published, that the agent is going to take some of the royalties that you get from that. It obviously depends on the publisher. It depends on the agent. It would depend on the contract that one would sign with the publisher and the agent in time. So that's something that definitely differs over different situations.
What kind of approximate percentage, you know, what's the overhead?
It depends. You know, there are some situations where writers will get an upfront amount for a starting writer. It might be a few $1,000s. It might not be a lot more than that. Then you might get royalties on additional books. There are some situations where a writer might publish a book and get a little bit from the cost of the books and not get an initial contract. And then we'll have writers who've been doing this for a while and had a great amount of success that will get quite a bit, both for per book copies and royalties up front too. So it really depends on what your situation is and what kind of publisher you're dealing with.
Now,
and again, that's something that agents do help with.
Yeah. Now, I've heard of self-publishing your mm-hmm. book. Is that a worthy way to go?
I think it can be for a lot of writers. And I've dealt with a lot of writers who have self-published work. There are a lot of resources available for this now, that if what your main goal is to get your book out to a public, there are many resources for that. And you always hear many, many stories of people who had great success with the self-published book. Unfortunately, the reality is there are a lot more stories of people who self-publish books. They've paid for that. You know, they put money into making those books, and they don't really make much back. But there are resources available. Amazon.com has a variety of resources available for writers that are self-publishing work, often just in digital form, that you can sell through their website. So I think that it has merits. I mean, again, if what you most want to do is get that book out to the public as much as possible, I think that there are definitely merits to that, and there's certainly a great potential upside if something like that takes off. For me, I would want to look through the more traditional format first to see if there are possibilities for that. But self-publishing is appealing because it could cut out the middleman, as it were.
Now, if you go to a publisher, can you then later self-publish the book if the publisher doesn't seem to be doing anything?
I think that would depend on the contract that would be signed. I think in some cases, the publisher would be able to give the rights back to the writer, and in some cases, they might not. I think that would be something that you'd want to be careful about when you're signing a contract with the publisher.
Thank you, Jason, for taking the time and talking with us about an obviously a little bit complicated procedure to get that book from the computer to your hand.
And I wish it was a little bit simpler, but yes, it does get a little complicated. It was my pleasure to be here with you.